Okay, this is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Programs and Services Committee for Monday, January 4th. But at the beginning of the meeting, we have Alderman Schwartz, Alderman Kalis, Alderman Sangiolo, Alderman Auchincloss, Alderman Baker, Alderman Leary, and Alderman Rice. We have docket item number 331-15, Nicola Curtin, 236 Bellevue Street, Newton, appointed as a member of the Human Rights Commission for a term to expire March 15, 2017. Welcome to our group.
Thank you.
So is there questions for Nicola?
Well, we'd like to know a little bit more.
Yes.
Do you want to say a little bit about why you want to be?
Sure, of course. So I have been living in Newton now just for over 3 years, and this seems kind of like a fantastic opportunity to get to know the community better and become more involved. And it was a good fit with my general interests. So I'm a social psychologist by training, but my research looks at social change and activism. And so it's interesting because I've been attending the HRC meetings as a visitor. And I would say we, at least in practice, by my observation, do not do many of the things that are on the ordinance. But we do organize various events, and so actually I'm putting together an event on talking to your children about race, and so a lot of the kind of cultural work that we're doing seems interesting and important to me, so very generally, yeah. And of course, should the things that are on the ordinance come up, I'd be very interested in those two, so, right, around civil rights violations, for example, and doing investigations. And so if you read the ordinance, that's most of what the work is described as, and that tends to be not so much what we take up, I suppose one hopes, because that tends not to be what's happening on the ground at the moment.
You had a question, Dave?
No, that's okay. She went to it.
And more recently, they've been working on transgender issues.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hearing stuff about
yeah,
that.
Absolutely. So, and then of course, I think, you know, we try to, I think, in sort of in the moment, talk about, you know, issues that are relevant. And so, of course, race has, I mean, reemerged, I think, also something we're very interested in taking up. But absolutely, I think my understanding, and I'm new, so not so familiar with the history, but is that Holly Rubin did a lot of
right.
leadership around, right, sort of thinking about transgender inclusion. And,
right. Well, we just approved Brian Barish a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I know Brian very well. But nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you all, too.
Any other, Amy?
I have a question for you guys. I don't know if you're familiar with how many other openings there are on the commission.
My understanding is that, I believe that there's still one opening. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for
to make eight members, if I...
Three reappointments are coming in.
Yeah. Oh, reappointments are coming in, okay. And Bruce Apotheker is still a member?
Is he a member, or is he on the advisory board? I believe he might be on the advisory board.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, thank you for But he's a regular attendee, so far as I know. Mm-hmm. He's at all the meetings I've been to.
Rick, could I ask just one more thing? I thought that you were kind of leading to a little bit more in-depth description of some of the things that you felt the committee could be doing more of, because you've been, how long have you been sitting in on them?
Since last March, I believe.
So a good amount of time. So you've
yeah,
seen a
yeah,
good
a
amount of...
Well, we don't meet during the summers, so...
And you have a lot of experience, I think, teaching and all that. So would you... maybe expand a little bit on, elaborate a little bit more on where you'd like to go with it? I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the, a particular interest of mine is talking about race and race relations and intergroup relations kind of more broadly. And so the hope with, for example, the series, well, the event we're organizing around Talk to Your Children About Race is that it could become a broader kind of community, a series of community discussions around talking about race and race relations. And so that tends to be something I'm very interested in, so dialogue and kind of hosting venues for people to meet and talk and exchange ideas. And I would say, it's hard to... I would love to see more of that happening. we meet once a month, and committee members, it's hard to sort of, I suppose, judge the degree to which something more sustained or substantial would be feasible, given I know we've been down a few members, and so hopefully, you know, we'll sort of see where we sort of go in the next year or two. But absolutely, I'd love to see more sustained programming. And it seems like, to be honest with you, I know very little about how city governance works, so this is also a good opportunity for me. But it seems to me like, given that we have not been doing so much of what the ordinance describes our mandate as, it might be helpful to sort of think about ways in which we could either steer ourselves back in that direction. And, you know, I don't know if it's that various civil rights violations haven't been happening or they haven't been brought to us. We certainly, of course, Bruce always gives us a hate crime update. Mm-hmm. And there have been there's been maybe one or two graffiti incidences since I've been on the commission or attending meetings. So certainly I could imagine we might take a more active role in that direction too. It's kind of unclear to me at the moment what that would look like. Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I move approval.
Okay, there's a motion for approval. All in favor? It is unanimous. Thank you very much for the
great
time.
Great, thank
and
you so much. Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
So I guess we're done and then we can talk.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Yes. me and Allison got